Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, March 17th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Alter AMA, new partners. Let's take a listen.
All right. Well, we might as well get started. We are waiting on Leon from Secret DAO, but we can get started.
Yeah, definitely. Let's start the show. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining. This is our second time on the Twitter space. We're still trying this out, but definitely this is the way to go. Quickly to have a chat with the community and also quickly update everyone. So recent updates, what has changed in the last 2 weeks is that we have hired two more senior developers in our end. That means that we're going to increase rapidly our product delivery speed. And definitely by end of March, you're going to see a lot of new changes and features on the Alter platform. And definitely there's going to be some alpha leaks, hopefully next week. But keep your eyes open. We're going to have a lot of videos coming out as well in regards of the new features and also what we're going to deliver in April too. Of course, we have established also in the recent months a lot of partnerships, and some of them we're going to be revealing already today and also in the upcoming month. And as well, I want to announce that we have integrated Alter token payment into the subscription. So basically, you will be able now to pay for the subscription with your Alter token. And also, we have added Atom token as well. So we're going to be kind of changing the price when you're going to be paying with Alter token specifically. So we're going to incentivize everyone who holds Alter and wants to kind of buy now can get the subscription on a lower price. And we're going to continue with the rapid movement on improving and also using a lot of Alter token towards the product side. So, and again, you can get Alter token on SicketSwap. You can get Alter token also on Sienna Swap, and also you can go to the DEX aggregator BTN group and get the best rates when you want to swap some another token with for Alter token. So, and the last thing what I wanted to mention is we're gonna try to get and set up an environment for some kind of testing of the chat. So basically, we might have some alpha test users who can want to sign up. They could sign up and basically test it out and give us feedback before we release the new features by end of this month. And that would be all from my end. I would give back word to our head of partnerships and outreach to invite our two guests as well and lead the questions there. If you have any questions, let's take them at the end. But yeah, thank you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Oscar. Looking forward to the upcoming alpha drops and the new features coming to Alter. So to start off the AMA, I got three general questions going out to both teams and then some more specific questions going to the individual projects. So to start, we'll just get a little bit about the teams behind the two projects, which would be Secret Spaceman and Secret DAO. So yeah, Secret Spaceman, if you want to start, tell us a little bit about the team, how you guys came together, and a quick overview of what you're building out.
Yes, thank you. So first of all, I'm happy to be here. And so ourselves, we are Spaceman NFTs building on a secret network. So ourselves, so this is to tell in a single line. So we have a 100 collection, NFT collection, which represents the synergy between space science, 3D art, and NFT. That we are building on Secret Network, and the main purpose we choose Secret Network is of mainly because of its utility of a private property, and so our goals is to take Spaceman to virtual reality and metaverse. This is the long term goal, but now we have collaborated with Alter, which is an amazing collaboration that we consider ourselves, and few other NFT projects, and also with the real space companies. So this is like to give back to the community who like invested in us at the start. So this is something that we want to do along the way until we reach the metaverse and virtual reality. Yes, this is short about us.
Oh, is it my turn? Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yep, I was muted. Yep, Secret DAO, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about the team and what you guys are building?
Yeah, no worries. Well, first, thank you, Alter, for having us on here. My name is Leon. I am part of the Secret DAO team. Ian, who normally attends these AMAs, probably might actually make it 10 to 15 minutes late. Something just came up. So just a disclaimer on that. But so we are building Secret DAO, which is a DAO tooling platform. And this platform aims to make DAO tooling very accessible for pretty much any community looking to create a DAO. First, we're building on Secret Network at the moment. We are currently still kind of working on minting our collection for the Cataclops, which is kind of our fundraising effort, so to say. And yeah. That is us in a nutshell.
Great. Cool. So Secret Spaceman, you talked quickly about building on Secret Network because of the privacy aspects of it. You know, what did you mean by that, and how are you looking to utilize these features?
So we have something called this claim functionality. So the thing is, like, with our project, so until we reach our the long-term goal of taking our Spaceman into actual virtual reality, I'll just give a picture. So if you're going to put on your Google, like Oculus or something, you can see your Spaceman. Like when you look down, you can see your Spaceman, and then you can walk on the exoplanet surface. And so we are building something on this, and we have already started it. So before that, of course, like on the way, we also have to keep our community active and give back to the community. So with the private property, what we are trying to do is some giveaways that's close to space science, for example. So one such is star registry, where you can name a star on your own name that's in the universe. So this is some idea where we can directly post the code or something in the private property, So this is something that we're looking forward to. And also, like, we have a plan of starting an generalized space merchandise, not just associated with Spaceman, but so we kind of started it a year back, our team. So we are taking this idea and we are going to create an unified space merchandise market that has everything related to space in one website. So we believe, like, when we have this, we can give back to the community. The profits from the merchandise, of course, can go back to the community. So we believe this private property is going to be used there. But also, when the actual functionality is to gamify the project also a little bit, because it's just metaverse, you can have a virtual experience, but this is something in thoughts, but we have not looked into it completely. So this is where the private property can be useful for us.
Awesome. I'll touch back on that, on some of your use cases up here in a few questions. So going back to Secret DAO, yeah, we know the team behind it has been building Secret Network for few years now. It has been a big part of its success. How do you guys see yourself utilizing the privacy preserving features of the Secret Network?
Yeah, so like you said, we've been building on the Secret Network for quite a bit of time, or, well, I haven't, but recently just joined in. But Ian and Jacob, who run the Secret Nodes Validator group, has been pretty active on the network for very, very long time. For Secret DAO specifically, obviously the privacy is huge, especially within governance. So we're looking to offer quite a bit of privacy features for DAOs to be voting on their governance, as well as the governance for Secret DAO itself. We're also offering, one of the biggest things that we have in mind is a shared sentiment with Secret Network that privacy should be a choice. It's something that, you know, you can definitely have versus not having. So a lot of places specifically don't even offer privacy as a choice for whatever it is that they're doing, whether it be transactions or mailing, for example, or voting, which we saw quite a bit of interest in lately on the Twitter spaces. And that's something we're looking to offer, is just privacy built in to our Secret DAO platform, or to the Secret DAO platform, and just allowing people to have the options within their DAOs to have private features, whether, like I said, whether it be transactions or voting, or however it is that they feel they want that privacy. That's something that we're going to offer them specifically because we're building on the Secret Network.
Very cool. And we've seen the success of other DAO platforms on other networks, especially in the Cosmos ecosystem. And I always wonder, you know, really how other projects can build on public networks. Yeah, it's not really the future that I envision of blockchain going. And definitely the need for privacy is something that, you know, we all see as a something of value on the Secret Network. So we'll get in.
Oh, sorry. I'd like to touch on that just for a second. But we have definitely looked at different competitors for DAO tooling, and take a lot of inspiration from them. But one thing that definitely sets us apart is simply the fact that we're building on the Secret Network, where privacy is legitimately built in to our transactions or whatever features. Like I pointed out earlier, like privacy or governance, for example, has been something that has been blowing up on the Twitter ecosystem. And it just kind of shows that, you know, privacy is something that is very important when it comes to something like voting, or having at least the option to have it private. So that's all I wanted to say on that.
Yeah, I think everybody can agree that voting should be between you and, you know, the mechanism that you're voting with. Yeah, it's not really anybody's. No one has the right to know who you're voting for, yeah, in real life and on the blockchain. So we'll move forward to a little bit more specific questions about the projects. So going back to Secret Spaceman, you have a lot of the private meta data uses. You talked about Star Registry and education. Can you talk about any other partners you have in this space to accomplish these goals?
Any other partners?
Yes, education series or
you mean collaborators for our project, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah, so we also have a collaboration with IBC NFTs. So this, I hope you all seen from our website. So for IBC NFTs, they are currently building on a pass. So this is like premium content inside their websites. So for now, they have they are doing an amazing work giving a public content about the NFT projects and everything in their website. But what they are currently building now is an private space where you get data-driven content. So this is from their site. So they have their data-driven content, some research materials of different NFT projects and everything that will be only access to premium members. So we had a recent collaboration with them. So for all the 100 Spaceman holders, when the NFT, IBC NFT passes release, each Spaceman holders will get the pass. So this is one thing that we had. And also with for the space education, like we have a collaboration with a company called the Space Corp. So Space Corp is a startup. So they have launched several space services. Like they did launch. It's an interesting one. Like they do brand promotions in near space. So it's stratosphere, like above stratosphere. Like it's around 30 kilometers above the surface of Earth, where you can actually see the curvature of the Earth itself. So they have done few spaces service works and also currently working on a satellite project, but they also are doing the space education courses. So, and they have a quality material. So this is the reason that we joined with them. So the thing is I am a space systems engineer and I love space so much. So I also want to spread the space science to all the holders. That's the main purpose of Spaceman NFTs. So we have already, I think it's achievable, of course, because we can give it to everyone who interacts with our contract.
Yeah, that's very cool. Space is very interesting. It's the time span of the universe, 13.3 billion years, and the Earth only being 4.6 billion years. It's a pretty incredible time span that a lot of people have a hard time kind of grabbing the whole concept of geological time scale as well. So when you are building out these virtual worlds with Secret Spaceman, are you taking account in the gravity features, the different surfaces of the Earth? What can we expect when we put on these goggles a little bit more in depth?
Yeah. So the development first, it goes with actual, we are trying to follow as much of science as possible. So the thing is, till now, the exoplanets that we have observed, so there are around 4,000 to 5,000 exoplanets that we have found using Kepler telescope. Kepler here again. So we have found using Kepler telescope and TESS. There is this another telescope that's out there in space. But now we also have James Space Webb Telescope in space. So we will get more information, but till now, what we have is what an exoplanet might look like, because we can't exactly picture a planet that's out 2,000 light years away from us. So we can have a spectroscopical analysis, what may be there in the atmosphere. So from there, they find the temperature, and then scientists imagine they run some analysis to identify, okay, these planets can have life or... So they have categorized into different category. So our project is like the 100 NFTs. It's like 10 categories. So we have each spaceman, a space suit built for a specific type of category. For example, let's say some planets may have a heavier gravity. So Earth, according for humanity. So for Earth, we have a gravity that's, we match it with one. But Mars, it has a lesser gravity. Around 0.6 of gravity of Earth. So, but some planets may have heavier gravity. So for such surface, you need a space suit which can help you to walk on that heavier gravity surface. Some planets, for Interstellar, you'd have seen a complete planet is filled with liquid. It's just water. So such planets can exist. Some planets can have valleys and canyons, just valleys and canyons. Entire surface is rugged, maybe it had a water flow before, so it has ups and downs, and all you can do is you have to climb up and down, or you have to live under. So this is something, for example, even in Mars, they have, like, the scientists are doing research, like, there are vertical vents in Mars, so you can get inside on the vertical vents, and below the surface, under the vents, you can have a ice and sustainable position to place your tents and live there. So we have taken all these aspects, created 10 different categories, and based on the categories, we have designed our spacesuit. So yes, I hope I answered your question. We have taken all this into consideration. Yes.
That's very cool. And with Alter being included in the private metadata, are we getting interplanetary communications through Alter? Yeah, how are you looking to use Alter to communicate to your holders?
Yeah, hopefully yes. Hopefully yes, as it develops, yes. And also, spaceman may also go to real space in future. So this is something we are working on also, to take it to International Space Station or to Moon or something. Maybe, of course, Alter can be there.
Great. All right. And you want to give a mint price, date, and details on when you're launching, where you're launching?
So the date is around the first week of April. And so probably by next week, we'll have a specific date. So, and it will be on our website, as usual. So you can mint directly, and then we will import the collection to Stash. For the price, it's not yet to be determined.
Awesome. Great. And we will move back over to Secret DAO. So, you've been talking about toolings for DAOs and NFTs. After hearing something like Secret Spaceman, how could a DAO be built around kind of an existing project like this?
Yes, this is this question is also interesting for me. Thank you for asking this.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, I've tried to invite Ian up. I'm not sure.
It seems like his app is not doing
it
the best right
it
now.
It works now.
Well, there he
is.
Yeah,
it came through. I don't know what that was about.
Well, welcome in, Ian. But to answer your question, the question was how. Could you actually reiterate that for a second?
Yeah, of course. So, Secret Spaceman is launching this NFT project. Yeah, how can Secret DAO help a project like Secret Spaceman incorporate DAO tooling into their platform and grow their community? And how can a DAO benefit the holders of Secret Spaceman?
Sure. Yeah, I can answer this question. So for an NFT community, we actually have quite a bit of interest from NFT community, specifically because the move to becoming a DAO has been pretty prevalent lately. It's been very, very popular. So with an NFT community like Spaceman, really what we are trying to do for any type of community in general is to provide some kind of empowerment through making it easy to make a DAO, right? So rather than allocating the resources that you need, especially when you're starting out as an NFT community, or even if you're a large community, there's a lot of resources that need to be allocated to things like building a token or designing a token, even building treasuries for your DAO, that or even creating a website that hosts your governance proposals or what have you, all require quite a bit of different resources. My dog's actually around me for a second, but it takes quite a bit of resources that would normally make an NFT community have to sidetrack from what they actually want to do, which is building that NFT community. So that's something that we can offer NFT communities like Spaceman, or any community in general. It doesn't necessarily even need to be an NFT community, but that is something that we're offering. Another thing that is interesting lately that I've been seeing is actually building or giving utility to your NFTs by giving it some kind of voting power, or giving it some kind of Yeah, well, voting power is one of them. But even things like being able to access your governance website by verifying that you have an NFT is something that I've also been looking into lately. So that in itself is something that you could also benefit from. Yeah,
I think I can riff off this a little bit. So like my pitch for this, for any community really, is we're trying to make governance and DAOs boring. They're pretty like popular right now, or like, you know, there's more and more groups are starting to do it, like the Bored Ape Yacht Club and whatnot. But, you know, most of those communities have one thing in common. They're more community than technology, right? Like it's not a technical product they're trying to build. It's a community they're trying to grow. So while some DAOs will either initially or eventually need more custom features, many DAOs just need the basics. And when I say like we're trying to make DAOs boring, we're trying to make it so they don't have to focus on the creation process for that. We want to give them the tools where they can launch this, and then they can go off and, you know, they can tell us what tools they want to be improved. They can say if they need custom things, or they can do custom things on their own. But yeah, I mean, in short, we're trying to make it so they don't really have to focus on it until or unless they have something very specific and custom that they need.
So just to be clear, so of course we can develop our own DAO, but as of course, the thing is like you can give us a basic tool and we can directly incorporate with our project. And maybe if we want for the development or a specific functionalities, so we can request you, or else we can also build on top of the basic tool that you provide us.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And I also think that there's a lot of untapped like energy in having, because there's not better coordination for these communities, right? Hesitant to give many examples, but let's say there's an NFT community and they want to become a DAO, but they're not a DAO yet. They don't actually have governance yet. The way they make decisions thus far is, you know, if your community is decentralized, then it's very uncoordinated. It's hard to determine what is consensus. Is this the direction we want to go, or was it that other direction? And who decides, or like, how are these decisions made? So I think by solving for, like, by making DAOs boring and, like, you know, issuing of the governance tokens kind of boring and whatnot, I think that they can tap into their own community already, like, a lot more efficiently and better than is possible without the tooling.
That kind of leads into my next question for Secret DAO. You know, what makes a DAO successful? Yeah, you know, DAO is kind of the hot word of, you know, 2021 and coming up in 2022. So we see all these DAOs launching in Cosmos and on Ethereum and other ecosystems. You know, what, in your opinion, does make a successful DAO?
In my opinion, what makes a successful DAO is its ability to coordinate, because it's DAO, decentralized autonomous organization, right? If you're an organization, decentralized or centralized, if you can't effectively coordinate, then I think it's on the lower end of the success spectrum. So yeah, it's coordination ability. There's plenty of super strong communities that are not coordinating as strongly as they could, and they are not as successful as they could be because of that, just flat out. And I think they know it too. Anybody in those shoes.
Can I speak on that? I'm actually part of a community that's looking for a solution for governance and discussion forums. And like, there's so much tools out there for Ethereum communities, but very little out there for groups not based on Ethereum. So like, the more you stay on Disc, I feel like the more, or Discord and Telegram and Fragmented, the more people get kind of like turned off to whatever your DAO was kind of like goals for, and the more like less legitimate you seem And like, it's either like you pay a ridiculous amount a month for a disk course or whatever it's called, the subscription, or you buy like an ENS name so you could like route it through a snapshot somehow. So I definitely think your tooling is desperately needed from people in the Cosmos.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. The tooling is way better in Ethereum at the moment for this kind of stuff. But even with that said, how many DAOs can you list in Ethereum that are, that you personally would describe as community driven and well coordinated? I'm not saying they don't exist. They definitely exist in Ethereum. But my personal stance is that there's not a bunch of them that coordinate well and are, in my definition, community led.
Right. I guess I could foresee a bunch of problems coming from the votes not being transparent, as like the Discord polls or a Telegram poll, and then some people in the community getting angry because it wasn't as transparent as it could be if we had the forum tooling or the messaging, like you guys were proposing, or if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I follow what you're saying. I'm excited to see how that kind of stuff plays out. We're just making the tooling. We're not here to dictate to sovereign DAOs how to work, right? So one DAO might say, all right, we want the proposals on our network to be publicly viewable. Another DAO might say, we only want people inside our DAO, like stakeholders that meet a criteria we decide, like they themselves decide. We only want them to see the proposals.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's a There's a bunch of other configurations along those lines.
Yeah, it's something that the NFT gating thing that you guys are talking about, that's something that the Ethereum community has been crying for a while now. So if you guys are able to pull that off, that's big. But yeah, I'm super excited to hear.
Using secret NFTs for access control is something that's we're going to be seeing a lot coming in the near future. Alter's working on the potential to use NFTs as access to chats. Yeah, that'll hope to, you know, build out the communities, aspects of the NFT communities and DAOs potentially. You know, as Ian touched on, that a lot of these projects are kind of community focused, and you know, to really be a decentralized autonomous organization, you really need to participate in the governance and, you know, be able to make your vote heard and be able to properly discuss these things. And just a quick question to Secret DAO, since this is a Alter space. I was wondering if you guys have identified any areas where Alter could potentially benefit either Secret DAO team itself or, you know, future projects that were to launch on your, you know, using your guys' tooling. Yeah, you know, how could Alter help you there?
I'm not ready to get into all the ideas that we have related to Secret DAO. So I'm going to leave some holes in what I'm saying, but I do think that what we want to do essentially is we want to create an ecosystem of DAOs. And some of them will be very small DAOs. Some of them will be large. Some of them will be very small ones that are very widely used. And I think one of the things that a lot of DAOs will probably want to be able to do is the mailing stuff that can be done with Altermail, like the mass mail, for communications potentially with maybe even more people than just like the NFT holders. Like, here's an example. So let's say somebody wants to create a DAO. They have NFTs and they also want a governance token. Maybe they want the proposals and the voting to only apply to NFT holders. And let's say that, stakers of the governance token, maybe they decide that they want those people to still be able to get information on proposals and things like that. Possibly even stake those governance coins with delegates that have the NFT. So like staking governance tokens into other people's NFTs, which it's a little alpha leak there. But I just see a lot of different configurations. And I think there's a big opportunity for DAOs to want to use messaging, chats, and mass mailing from AlterMail.
Awesome. Very cool. And does the DAO plan to help projects acquire any sort of licensing or creator rights through their DAOs? Is that something on the table?
Can you clarify further on that?
I know through Ample Agents, there was some licensing and trademarks that were established for the agents themselves and the holders. Is that anything you guys are looking to bring over to Secret DAO?
So if you want to create a DAO or anybody wants to create a DAO and it has a collection in it, if you guys decide that you want to share the licensing or, you know, the rights and things like that, I very firmly stick to DAOs are sovereign, and we seek to empower them to do such a thing if they so desire.
All right, good answer. Secret Spaceman, you want to chime in? You know, when Rocket Fuel Token?
When? Sorry.
Would you guys be interested in, you know, launching your own token? Is this a governance type of deal? Things that. Yeah. A project like you would be interested in?
Yes, of course. So we have it for the next phases. So of course we have it in plan. Now we can't tell much on that, but we have it in plan, of course. So much.
Awesome. Very cool. So that kind of concludes the scripted question part of the AMA. So we'll open the floor to anybody to hop up here and ask their own question. Would anybody like to speak?
I've got a lot of questions.
Alrighty. Urban Gecko, Micah.
Let's start with Secret Spaceman. You mentioned VR and being able to control your spaceman. So is the spaceman going to essentially be like an avatar?
Yeah.
Would you ever allow integration of those two metaverse?
Yes.
Then would you allow, what's your licensing on the NFT? Do I own all the IP rights if I held one? So could I commercialize content with it, create an animation and profit off that?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What is the IP rights? If I buy that NFT, can I go and create an animation with it? Would you give me the 3D model, access to the 3D models so that I could animate it, create a little movie, potentially sell that and profit off it commercially? Or does the IP right still stay with your artist?
So actually it still stays with us, but if you are interested, because this is something that we are looking to do for ourselves, we are also working to take Spaceman to wide media, like throughout the world. This is a huge goal that we are working on, not just VR. So I can't tell much on this, but we have for now we have the production and everything going on already for taking this into the wide media space. So this Spaceman NFT, the initial 100 will be the initial phase for the development of our huge goal. So from the sales, like almost 80-85% is completely going for the development of the Spaceman into the future. With the NFT that you have, like you will have like a token access our metaverse, but also to get the returns, it's like consider it as an initial investment phase, just like you're investing in a startup. So when you hold this for long enough, of course, you will get the returns from all the development that we do in the future, all the profits and the coins that we bring. So everything will be given back to the initial 100 holders. So this is something that we are working on.
Oh, that's interesting. Tokenomics, I look forward to seeing that.
So maybe I'll make this more clear, because I was keeping this topic on the 19th AMA that we are having again to explain our roadmap, collaborations and everything. So to be more clear, so we are, think us like a startup. So the NFTs are used to fund a startup. And so the initial 100 NFTs are like the initial investors in our startup. So you hold a percentage share in that further developments and every further developments that we have in the future, for starting with space merchandise. So the space merchandise idea is to incentivize the project again. So we need to develop something as huge as this. Of course, you can go to the investors, but we also want a secondary supply of investments that comes into our project. And so every further development that we have, so all the initial NFT holders, this 100 will be the Genesis collection, and everyone will get a share of what we do or develop in the future. I can give one a detailed explanation on the Saturday AMA that we are having from our own side also.
That's a cool concept. It's become quite popular in the NFT communities to provide shareholding based on NFT quantity held and all those kind of things. We'll definitely join in on the 19th to see more details on that.
With
regards to the avatars and creating the 3D rigged models and doing all of that stuff, what do you have a timeline of when your users would be able to use that perhaps, or is that just something that needs to come later down the line with development from the funding you get from the sale?
To be honest, timeline, of course, it depends on from the initial sale. Because it's huge. We have the research already going on. I can guarantee you that. Also with the augmented reality, we have a few research which we can release the alpha right before the launch, probably. So, but with virtual reality, we have few. There's too much of information, but we are working on some amazing collaborations to support us in the long run, because we have huge goals to take Spaceman throughout the world. So it's going to be another character. The huge goal is like Spaceman is supposed to be another character that exists in every homes in the future. So every kid out there, every family member are in the museums. When you go, you can see the exoplanet. This is a huge goal, and you don't have to trust us now, but this is something that we are working towards. And timeline is, of course, we have phases. So after the initial sale, we start with the community development, initial giveaways, education content, distribution of education content. We already have it prepared. So we start with that, and we start with the space merchandise, and the initial 100 NFT holders will get updates like every 10 to 15 days of what we are doing. And we can like what we are planning is to have an video chat or in Discord chat where we can share the screen, show our developments, because this is something that actually happens in real world company also. So this is something that we are planning to do.
So I actually missed earlier on, it actually broke up a bit for me when you were mentioning what was the mint price going to be for the launch, or to have, aren't you revealing that yet?
It's yet to be determined, but okay. I can give a range. It's going to be around 150 to 200 secrets.
Okay, cool. Do you accept children?
Yeah, if he or she is talented, yes, they can join the team to work.
Say no, we're not on Alter yet. These people can hear what we're saying. I also had a few questions for Secret Dial. Maybe I should let somebody else ask a few questions first.
Go ahead. Just nothing weird like that last comment.
Okay. For Secret Dial, you're putting the autonomy in autonomous style by creating these products. Sounds really exciting. And I think that's a lot of the hurdles is people just don't know how to create a platform for voting. They don't know how to create a fair, transparent place that's also private. And I love the concept of what you're doing. And I could imagine some incredible tools and ideas that would go with that. Obviously, you can't mention everything you're doing for market movement reasons. Are you essentially creating a WordPress version of DAO where someone can connect with you and you provide, if they want a voting platform, or if they want to attach also then something like a token launch, you would also be a launch pad for their token, setting up the waiting for voting, creating NFT projects, and then perhaps again setting up the waiting of what those NFTs count towards voting. Is that the kind of stuff you're setting up?
You're pretty close there. That's pretty on the mark. I don't like WordPress, so I wouldn't use that metaphor.
It's just the most commonly known.
I know. Like the 20%, some crazy percentage of the web runs on WordPress. So I get the metaphor. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, we are trying to put the autonomous in it. Like right now, one of the biggest issues with DAOs are all the proposals. Well, not all systems, but most systems, all the proposals are just text proposals. After the proposal passes, nothing happens. One of my core goals with Secret DAO is to make sure there are a lot of things that are options to vote on that when the vote passes, it happens. The action happens. Now, with certain things, that's not possible. If somebody creates a DAO out of a collection and all the holders, of the NFTs or whatever, they vote, we want to, I'm trying to think of a silly explanation, like buy a bank. Okay, well, when that vote passes, they're not just going to acquire this business or whatever, right? It doesn't work that way. Like, there's no contract that's automatically executed with some bank and regulator that approves that bot. That's a poor example, kind of, but I hope you are following what I'm saying.
Like, yeah.
There are certain things you need humans to follow through with. And, there are certain things you need humans to follow through with, and DAOs are not legal structures yet that are well-defined. Even if you are a legal DAO, like actually forcing a private company or individual to carry out something, that's always going to be a gray area, in my opinion. Code doesn't just solve that overnight. That's going to be a very long journey before that, you know, that gets more possible or whatever, let's say. So I think in the meantime, while everybody in crypto is on that journey, we need to really make sure that there is DAO tooling where when people vote on something, the results are pretty much automatically honored, kind of like a parameter change proposal on a Tendermint chain that says, let's change inflation by this percentage. Okay, when that proposal passes, it changes. You don't have to trust the developers to do anything. So
if everybody votes on delisting NFTs and you vote yes, you sign an agreement, and if that vote passes, your NFTs are automatically delisted, kind of something like that. There's an action to the...
I don't know what you mean by delisted, but I think I'm following. I think the answer is kind of yes. I don't know in that specific scenario, but I think I'm following.
Yeah, and then I guess I could touch up a little bit on like how you were talking about if we are going to be, I guess, curating stuff for different DAOs. So generally speaking, I think I can say this pretty confidently, but the team is here to help. So if there is a DAO that decides to deploy on Secret DAO and they want to, I guess, get help with different features or customizability for whatever feature they're actually thinking of, whether it be like a different front end or something like that, we are here to help. Generally speaking, we're not, you know, there to curate a specific DAO for everybody. But we are always there to help, especially if that DAO specifically puts up a proposal to come ask the team over at Secret DAO to help them with some features, then obviously that's something that we would have to talk with those DAOs for. But that's just a little bit on what you were talking about with curating different features or different stuff for each DAO.
So I would actually like to expand on what Marty was saying. Do you guys offer things like multi-sig wallets, the process of setting one up, and also the infrastructure of an actual DAO? So when you're building a DAO, a lot of people are saying, hey, let's just build out five teams, you know, whatever they may be. Do you guys actually have the infrastructure? And two, will you guys actually have things like multi-sig wallets in place, as well as websites already ready for us to register and actually deploy some of your tools?
So yes, you will be able to use the website to deploy tools. Yes, to multi-sig. What was the other question that you had in there?
The infrastructure of DAOs.
When you say the infrastructure, do you mean do we have the contracts ready to go and launch right now today?
I'm saying if I were to build an NFT project today and then we're like, hey, we're going to build this cool DAO. You know, like you say, that is definitely the thing of 2021, 2022. A lot of people just go into this whole thing of let's have an advertisements group. Let's have a design team. Let's do all this weird stuff. And what I'm saying, it doesn't always work. From what I've noticed, it's just a cluster of people all together with really the directions nowhere.
Right. I agree with that to a fair point. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. You know, DAOs, like I've been saying, they will be sovereign, but that doesn't mean they have to be non-collaborative. One of the types of DAOs that I kind of expect to eventually see is something like a marketing DAO, right? Like somebody may see the opportunity to create a DAO that works with other DAOs and does marketing. And those two DAOs could do proposals between each other with the stakeholders. They can negotiate terms and payments and things like that for different services. While I don't believe all DAOs will be successful in the world in general, right? Like some of them, they are just too aimless. Even if you give them the tools, some of them will still be too aimless. But if we foster a community here, if we foster like a network of DAOs, then I think the resources, you know, if we're successful, the resources will be there. Other people will fill in these holes. There will be DAOs that are just artists, that they have an NFT collection. They're just artists. They don't want to hire developers. They don't want to hire marketers, even maybe that's possible, but somebody else might be willing to cover that for them and through some arrangement.
So you guys are basically white labeling the DAO process.
Yeah. I mean, white labeling is a pretty good term. Fairly sure. I know it applies really well in regular software, like, you know, when you're white labeling something, like let's say a cryptocurrency wallet, somebody else can take, or an exchange, right? Like a centralized exchange trading engine, right? You can white label things like this. With us, we can call it white labeling, but like, you know, really, we're gonna enable and help other people to build their own front ends. If they want to have their own website, go ahead and have your own website. At which point, the only part of the white label may just be some of the contracts that they're using on the back end and some of the support that they're getting from us, which would be similar to the support you would get from using white labeled software. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm mostly interested in is like, I mean, it's not too hard to spin up a one site or whatever, but in terms of like people developing smart contracts or governance proposals and like what you said about like governance being final and something actually going through in finality, that's like kind of the whole code is law DAO thing,
right?
Not having to trust the leader or the one of the committee, like the other guy was saying, like the five committee guys to go through with whatever you guys voted on,
right?
Yeah, and if you can't do that, then everybody then there's nobody's really contributing because they don't have faith. Like they're less likely to contribute, I feel like, if they aren't for sure that whoever is going to carry it out. So if they're sure of it, then they're more likely to be active about it. So yeah, I think the smart contract part of it is definitely more of a, because there's always WordPress, you know, for the website.
Right. Yeah. I don't really care what somebody makes their front end. And the idea is to just really focus on empowering them with the tooling.
Yeah, I think the DAO collaboration would be very, very good too. Because I've seen obviously a lot of DAOs reaching out with each other, just for like partnerships and stuff like that. So if they have, if like Alter came in and gave them a mutual place to talk without having to go through each other's Discords and having like right now they do like representatives in each other's Discords and stuff. So if it was like all wrapped up in one platform, I'm sure it can get
right.
Yeah.
Again, to actually say a little something about Alter, like I was saying before, I do expect a lot of communities will want features that Alter has, and I definitely aim to, whatever the right word here is, like facilitate that on the Secret DAO side, like enable them to provide that essentially. And like a lot with the inner DAO communication stuff, we're still trying to think through it. We've learned some hard lessons related to governance over the years, and there's a lot of noise in governance. So I guess the only other comment I'll say there is I want to be very, very thoughtful on the core way that DAOs would communicate with each other. There's a lot to kind of think through, like a smaller DAO. Like if you're a DAO of 20 or maybe even 40, 50 people, which would be pretty small, but I mean, I'm sure there's going to be DAOs that small. Maybe like live chat is the best way for you guys to punch out things. It's very possible. Like in my company, which is not a DAO, but you know, a DAO is like a, you know, corporations have governance, right? So a DAO is similar in that sense. In my company, you know, we don't need to write on forms to make decisions. We're small. Yeah. We're very small. We're six people at the moment. And even if we double our size, I don't envision that we would need to use a form. We're more on the live chat kind of thing.
Right.
But the moment you get into something bigger, like Anon size, you know, they're 580 Anons. I'm not going to speak for them, but that might be a good example for something that you need to be a little more thoughtful than just like a live chat room.
Mm-hmm.
For making hard governance decisions, like we are discussing this proposal, let's get a conclusion here, let's make a decision, and yeah, whatnot. Like for anybody that, like, you know, there's 580 of them, I don't know that all of them, I guess all of them aren't even in the Anon's chat room, right? Like, so if one of them is missing from the discussion, how do they catch up if it's a live chat, right?
Right.
So yeah, there's things to think through.
Just my last question on until I let somebody else speak. In terms of the legend token that will, the legend token that will go out, or not the legend token. I'm sorry.
We may end up having to change it just because of Singularity DAO, but we may not. But yeah, anyways, go ahead and ask.
You guys mentioned they would have the token holders, and I have one myself, but the token holders would have say an onboarding to begin with when you guys are first getting the platform together. I was wondering how much that will affect, like, will they be incentivized for like your guys' like next mints to then, like, if some DAOs really like end up being like, let's go for it, let's mint like, you know, like 100 of the next mint to make sure that we can get an onboarding spot for sure. Is that something that you guys considered, or is,
will, yeah, it have... we are working with groups. We are definitely working. How about Leon? Do you want to touch on that?
Sure. So we are working with groups right now, talking to them about possibly, you know, deploying at launch, specifically speaking for when the product is already out, how communities are actually onboarded or launched through Secret DAO is really generally just going to be through governance. So a Secret DAO in itself is a DAO. And when it is fully launched, we really only see that an NFT community or any other community looking to deploy will have to kind of propose their community to deploy on Secret DAO. And the DAOs that are already deployed or stakeholders that have governance tokens or NFTs like Cataclops or the Steers coming out, they would vote using that. And a consensus is going to be needed for that DAO to actually be deployed. Now,
but to expand on this, there will be an initial cohort.
Yes.
Our approach to governance is essentially, you know, we are building a community in the Cataclops right now, but to reach consensus and on every decision along the way would slow us down a lot. So. Mm-hmm. Essentially, we want to push it out, essentially just like a Tendermint chain, right? Like, so when the Secret Network launched, the Secret community, the Enigma community, whatever, we didn't come together and decide, hey, we we want governance to work like this. We want the proposal period to be this long, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That stuff didn't really happen. And it doesn't really happen a whole bunch on Tendermint chains from what I've seen. What actually happens is you push it, it works a specific way from day one, and then stakeholders can change it. So how Leon said DAOs would launch in the future, the curation would essentially be voting from the main DAO to accept other DAOs. And there would be potentially incentives to do so. We're thinking through like a lot of incentives. There's also going to be incentives for the Cataclops holders that we're not really ready to dive into, but you know, there's going to be further like bonuses and incentives for those holders. And yeah, I mean, after the initial cohort is set, after the initial DAO is launched, then from there, the community decides.
Yeah, and just to reiterate on that, even the voting process of accepting DAOs through voting can be changed. I know Ian kind of mentioned that, but that's definitely something that I want to put an emphasis on, because if the DAOs within the Secret DAO platform decide that they want to let everybody in or change the specific requirements for someone to actually be accepted, then that is something that they would have to vote on initially.
Yeah. I'm just like thinking of like scenarios maybe where they decide to maybe like charge a certain amount of secret for the DAO to be onboarded, or they're going to go for the next guy. I'm just thinking out loud here, but
so there was a concept about charging a fee, and we haven't spent a lot of time thinking about if we should do it, because the way that idea even came about was mostly because, you know, like if you look at some of these collections, like MetaRats has a launch pad and things like that. There are various business models that people that are starting these communities are exploring, and some of them may want the ability to charge, you know, other DAOs for something like a launch pad or a partnership. Still need to dive into more of those use cases, but we're not committed to having it be a fee. I doubt it would launch with there being a fee. So I'm pretty sure that.
Yeah, that was just something I was worried about. Like if they came to consensus, or if the governors came to consensus about it somehow, that it would be definitely a thing, or just, yeah. But okay, thank you for touching on that.
All I can really say to that is if we're really setting out to do any of the stuff that we just said, I can't promise you it would never happen.
right. Which is a great thing.
We're not going to own all the clouds. Yeah. So.
That's awesome. All right. Thank you.
I actually wanted to comment, like, guys. I think Alter can become the one standard communication platform for Web3, because I think at some point we might even get like a package for DAOs. So basically we can enable any DAO to not use like Telegram, Discord, because I think those like two places, they're so like spammed and so many things that are going on. To be honest, I can't even anymore like follow everything that's happening on those two platforms. It's impossible. And the amount of spam and DMs that you're receiving is also crazy. So I guess that at some point we're going to definitely have a package for DAOs. And I would love to kind of contribute more to the Secret DAO and understand like how we can deliver what is the best case for DAOs and their community in order to kind of like quickly launch it to assign to the community and quickly make decisions and everything else. I mean, I think that's where the Web3 communication platform must be in. And I hope people will understand that Alter is the replacement for that, even though that we're still building, of course. Thanks.
I think from my side, the way I see it going down is, or if I could imagine the collaboration between these three assets, let's talk about Alter's privacy chat. You've got the DAO, or obviously being a DAO,
you got Secret DAO that can offer that, and then you got the NFT project of Spaceman. I could so easily see a community run where there are decentralized this DAO-based proposals that are presented. They are created through your tooling processes, and the communications around that's all done through Alta, which is private, so that's also autonomous. Anonymous. And then while going through the process, you can have the NFT gate lock, where the NFT is the process of unlocking the portal to the DAO, so that you can only access it if you own that NFT, and it's through your wallet, which is linked to your Alta account. So I think the trio between these three concepts so easily go together, and I do believe it's the future, because right now on the Ethereum project I'm in, it's just Discord, Telegram, scam after scam after scam. There's bots that get into the servers. The admins have no sense of privacy or control, so they get scammed, and then the servers get hacked because of their negligence, and that's a disaster. And I believe Alta will be a solution to that. Obviously, I'm biased being involved, but that's why we're building what we're building, because there is a problem. And I think that's why you guys are building what you're building, because you've seen a problem in the lack of quality in DAOs and the ability for someone who might not have the ability to create one because they're just limited on time, resources, or money. And then they sit with this inferior quality DAO as a result, and something that could have been successful ends up failing before it even had a chance, simply because they didn't have access to the right tools. So I really like what you guys are doing, and Spaceman, your project. I am absolutely crazy about space. I wish I was born in a time where I could rather travel space through space and just go look at everything there. So I'm so crazy about that.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to see more of the finished product from Spaceman.
Yeah, we have been already posting some a sneak peek for the NFT. Yes, but I'm also like, for me, space is life. So I'm extremely passionate about space science. So right from young age, I've been learning, reading a lot of space books. Then I wrote my own space science fiction. I am writing a lot of articles in LinkedIn for space companies, and I have a master's degree in space. And I also believe in humanity, basically, where we are not supposed to be divided by race, religion, or boundary. So that is something called as overview effect, where if you go outside the Earth, you can just, from there, all the problems on Earth, it vanishes. So space, if you want to talk to me about any engineering aspect or astronomical aspect or everything, I can just go on horse on this space topic. The future and every development, every possible technology, I can just go on for horse and horse on it.
Oh, we should not get in a chat room together.
Yeah, you can just keep fingers in Discord. So Discord always, this short of communications keep going in space technology or something. We just keep talking something related to it.
Oh man, your imagination can run wild. And then when you throw science into it, it's good to go. It'll go on forever.
Exactly.
I must even start.
Hey, hopefully the collection's up by the time the James Webb is in or calibrated, so we can do that in the multiverse or the NFT verse.
All right, we got a new person up on stage, Leon.
Hey, thank you. So thank you for holding the AMA, first of all. And I have a question for Spaceman. So you told us that the function of the initial 100 Spaceman is going to be some sort of an investment for a future goals. But as far as I understand it, there is going to be more Spaceman in the future. So what's going to be the role of those Spacemen? How do you see those Spacemen adding value, and what's their function actually going to be like? Because by then, probably you're going to grow as a company. And so I'm interested in that aspect.
Yeah, yes. So regarding this, okay. So I'm going to explain it again in detail on 19, but since you asked here, I'm going to explain also. So initial 100, is they hold the actual the purpose or the part of the investment. So for the next projects that we bring in, so it won't be definitely as an investment part, but where we bring in the actual utility. So when it will happen, it will be like where they can have the access to the NFT, and with the NFT they can access the platform or something. So it's more like utility. So like we have a website, so they can bring in there and then they can access our metaverse or something. So it's not going to be this pricey. It's going to be very quite cheap or something. So that will be the purpose to the next phases that we are planning to bring. And of course, like it's not just that utility, and for the community development and everything. So there will be other functionalities such as education again, where we can still offer the space education to people who hold our next phase projects or something, but definitely not the investment part.
Okay, so
maybe I answered this.
Sorry, so that's what you meant by taking the spaceman through the world. I get it now. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just that. So we also have like few things going on with the media. So maybe like the people who hold our further faces, they get some premium access to the media files before, just like YouTube Patreon, like where you, if you become a Patreon for a YouTube channel or something, you get premium access to their content or channels, to their informations or something. So the next phases will be something like that, but not more like the initial 100. So initial 100 is the entire energy that you're putting into it with the long-term goal and dreams. So we focus more on the initial 100, and you are in OG in Discord, so you know how much the community means to us. So we always respect the initial 100, and this is what we will do also.
Have you reached out or contacted Dr. Scott Bolton with all the stuff he's doing with like Juno and all of that? Or are you more into the space aspect of us as a person in space rather than necessarily us as discovering space?
Can you repeat, who is it?
Sorry. Dr. Scott Bolton.
Dr. Scott?
He's from NASA at the moment on the Juno mission that went and did the analysis of Jupiter.
So right now we in the team, we have an PhD member who has a PhD in planetary science. So he is actually helping us with the exoplanets, the science behind the exoplanets. But for the actual scientist part, So I've been approaching a lot of eminent scientists in the group. So at the start, all right now what they see, NFTs is like few people, they're quite, they're not aware of NFT, and few see it is a bad phase of development or something. So for that, we have to prove with our product that we are something quite different. So this is what we are trying to achieve, to create the standard and to bring the products first, and then to approach the scientists and bring them into our platform or something like that.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, because I hope I gave you the answer, because this is what's happening out there right now.
Awesome. We will open up the floor for one last question. If anybody has it, it's been over an hour, so we will try to wrap this up so we can all get back to our days. Anyone have one last question? Alrighty. Thank you to Secret Spaceman, Secret DAO, and everybody involved with the teams and people coming to join our Twitter space. We will be doing another one in 2 weeks with a new topic around the end of March. So there should be some cool new features coming before the end of March that we are all looking forward to. So thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, Spaceman, you said you're doing one, Friday? You said, or
19th.
Yeah,
19th.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay.
I think I'll do it again.
So. All right. Take care, guys.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, everyone. Bye bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Alter AMA, recorded on Thursday, March 17th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep it hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Razor beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all erect with a dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fatal man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. One gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter. We was all hyped up when the pedal lit the metal. He just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Then envision in the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.